I'm joined on the line by pro MMA fighter Dara Kelly from Moville. Dara, thanks very much for joining us on Highland Saturday Sport.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you're speaking to us fresh off the back of going 6-0 in your pro career last week after finishing Frenchman Matthias Poirot at the Bellator event last week in Dublin. First round finish, wasn't it, Dara?
Yeah, first round finish. Nice to get in, get it over and done with as soon as you can. I think it was about 90 seconds into the first round.
Right, so you like to get your work done early then?
You don't want to be in there any longer than you have to.
That's true. What's it like to be walking out under the bright lights of a big event like that, knowing essentially that you're going to be locked in a cage with another highly skilled fighter? Do you get nervous on the walkout? I know I would.
You get nervous, surely. I think that, you know, I had 9 months outside of the cage before this fight too, that, you know, the more you're in there, the more comfortable you're going to be. So I think the 9 months almost makes it a bigger occasion in your head than what it is. And that definitely added to the nerves. I'd say that was the most nervous I was ever going into a fight. But, you know, the nerves are a good thing too.
What was the reason for the layoff? Were you injured or how did that occur?
Yeah, so I was meant to get out in March in Belfast on the Bellator show they had in Belfast. And then I had to get surgery on my thumb about 4 weeks out from that fight. So that left me out for a couple of months and I missed that show. So.
Right. And last week, did you take any pills? Was it all smooth sailing?
It was all smooth sailing. Thankfully, he didn't land one shot, so right. Got him out and fresh again.
I take it that's the plan going into a fight?
Oh, always. You know, you can hope for that, but you never know what's going to happen when you get in there. Like, you know,
There's
times I thought I was going to run through boys and had the toughest fight of my career. So, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's your third submission win of your pro career so far, but actually your 10th if you include your work in the amateur ranks. Is it on the ground where you'd say you do your best work?
Yeah, well, like on the ground, that's where I started, in Letterkenny with Brian Coyle, you know, in a jiu-jitsu-based gym mainly. So that's my bread and butter, and until this day, I think Brian's shown me. So
where do these skills come from then? Is it all from the jiu-jitsu club in Letterkenny? I mean, you don't just show up one day and say, right, I'm an MMA fighter. It's obviously taken many, many years of blood, sweat and tears to get to be in the position now where you can look forward in your pro career and really start to make a name for yourself.
Oh, 100%. Like, you know, I've been, and I did get into the game late. I've been training now 8 years, and I started with Brian in a beginner's program. So there was no skill before I got in that door. And then, you know, I've been sharpening the tools along the way, of course, too. But
so you didn't do any combat sports before 8 years ago? That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, started at 18. I took a notion that it was now or never, and I'd go for it. So haven't looked back since.
And MMA is a unique sport in that you're really training for 5 or 6 or even 7 different sports, aren't you? Like, just having a good ground game or just having a good striking game really isn't enough at your level. You need to have the full repertoire of, you know, boxing, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, grappling, wrestling, all that.
Yeah, you need to be well-rounded. Like, you know, I did let my striking go mainly at the start of my pro career. I was just training grappling. You know, as I said, that's my bread and butter. That's what I enjoy doing. And you know, I was found out a couple of times on the feet, so I had to really get back to the basics with my boxing, kickboxing, and just try and be a more well-rounded fighter. At this level, you just can't get away with it, as you said. But, yeah, there's 6 or 7 different aspects. You got your judo, wrestling, your BJJ, kickboxing, Muay Thai, boxing. You know, if you're weak in any of them areas, you will be found out, so.
What kind of training do you do now on a day-to-day basis to keep all the skills and the discipline sharp?
Well, pre-fight in camp, camp is tough now. You're training 2 or 3 times every day, 6 days a week. It's tough on the body, tough on the head. You're dieting. Now is the fun part. You can pull it back to 1 or 2 a day. You know, this week I only done 1 session every day, and it's nice to let the body and mind just get back to where it should be for a while, you know.
Do you have a plan for your next fight, or when will your next camp start?
Well, I just got an email that it's possible that I'll get another run out now in London in September 14th, but it's not signed or sealed or anything like that yet, but I'm hoping that'll be the next one now.
That's a Highland Radio exclusive, is it?
That's exclusive.
So it's well documented that in the lead up to fights, combat athletes have to cut weight. What's that process like for you?
It's been very miserable in the past, and that's down to myself. I used to fight a featherweight, which is 66 kilo. I could be walking around at, you know, 20 kilo over that, 86, 87 kilo. So you're losing all that weight in 10 weeks. And then fight week, you might have 9 kilo to go. on the last day, you'd have to get in and sweat out 6 or 7 kilo, and it's a whole science on how to get back to 100% then, but it's very tough. So this time I made the decision to move back up to lightweight, which is 70 kilo, and I'm much better suited to that.
Yeah, so as we said at the beginning, you're now 6-6 in your pro career, 15-0 if you count the amateur stuff. I mean, essentially, you've never lost a fight. Mm-hmm. What's in your sights for the next for the near future, Dara? Let's say in the next year, would you like to get 3 or 4 fights in and really build yourself up?
Yeah, well, this contract was 4 fights, so that was my first one of the 4 fight deal, and of course, just looking to stay unbeaten. You know, as long as I can keep my zero, the money will keep going up, things like that. So I just want to stay unbeaten for as long as I can and keep taking big names.
Yeah, and lastly for me, Dara, you're in Bellator now, but I suppose it's common knowledge that the big fish for MMA fighters is the UFC. Will we be hearing Bruce Buffer announce the Mavilla Mahler anytime soon?
Well, you know, when you get into this game, that's always the dream. With PFL now merging with Bellator, they're kind of they're making a stab at becoming the number one. So... you know, they're making big strides in the game. We'll see how it goes with the next contract negotiation, but I would never rule it out. Like, that's always the dream.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
Yeah, we sure will. Well, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon, Dara, and we'll be keeping a close eye on you here. Maybe we'll chat to you again soon, all right?
Aye, brilliant. Hey, thanks very much.